Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. If you didn't listen to our updates last week, this is our new addition to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, where every other day during the offseason, we will start your morning with that day's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, June 16th.
I think right now everybody's more motivated now than we were before we won a Super Bowl. You know, I think everybody's still got a bad taste in our mouth on how we finished the season last year. And it's just, you know, that's fuel in the fire. We got a lot of guys flying around right now, excited to come to practice, excited to go to work, and excited to try and get this thing rolling in the right direction early and keep it in that direction. But I think for the most part, the mentality has always been the same, man. We're going to go into this season trying to win every single football game, whether home or away. And with that mentality, man, the sky's the limit, man. We'll let everything else play out how it goes.
Big words from tight end Travis Kelce speaking to the media as the Chiefs kicked off mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. The program is scheduled to run today and tomorrow, though we should note that on occasion the head coach will cancel the last day, so we'll see if Andy Reid is feeling generous this week. The absences of Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, Tre'Varius Ward, and Frank Clark from voluntary minicamp has been a topic of discussion in recent weeks, but as was reported earlier in the week, all three players were present for the first day of mandatory minicamp. Offensive linemen Martinez Rankin and Kyle Long and safety Armani Watts weren't on the field, and cornerback DeAndre Baker and defensive lineman Malik Herring were around, but no helmet for them, this according to the Kansas City Star.
Man, I think it kind of opens up the game more, honestly. You find a lot of times, you know, we made it easier on teams to make adjustments and stuff last year when me and Chris lined up on the same side. And, I mean, that's due to the position. You know, it's only so much you can help when, you know, you got one guy playing three tech, you got another guy playing the end. But, you know, Chris going to the end position, it just opens up the game much more. You know, it makes it harder. You know, now they got to pick a size, you know, whether we're going to slide right or we're going to slide left. You know, we just know now it's a higher chance that we're going to be able to get, you know, better looks and stuff like that from the offense.
So defensive end Frank Clark has also heard the Chiefs defensive line buzz that has made the national circles once again this week. Chris Jones will be kicking more out to the edge this season. The Chiefs and defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo are currently working through how that's all going to work. Reflecting on 2020, Clark said he's washed out the year, admitting he did not reach his goals.
I'm a man, just, you know, fulfilling my goals. I didn't hit my goals last year. Well, I hit some of them. I didn't hit all of them. One of them being one of my sack numbers and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, you got to be able to wash your mind up. You know, it's a long year. It's been a long 2 years for us personally. And, you know, I just look forward to getting back out there and, you know, when the season starts and, you know, doing what I love to do, you know, rushing the passer and stopping the run. I mean, it's always to get 10 plus, you know, that's always my goal. You know, you get 15, that's even better. You know, you get 20, you're in a whole different league. You're talking, you know, defensive MVP talks. But, you know, my goal, I always set them high. You know what I mean? If I'm not looking at myself and competing with, you know, these quarterbacks at the NFL and chasing MVP numbers and competing with Aaron Donald, you know, as a reigning MVP, defensive MVP, you know, I'd be a fool. But I gotta set my standards high, you know, so that if I do fall short, you know, I'm not disappointed. And I feel like that's my ultimate goal.
It sure does seem like we're getting an ultra motivated shark ahead of this season.
I mean, football is in your DNA. Like, I remember like throughout November, December, as we were heading to the playoff, like sometime on Thursday, I would wake up and be like, okay, is it a, you know, a shell practice? Is it a full speed practice? Like I kept asking myself those questions because I miss football. Yeah, of course. Like you want to play football. That's why I trained so hard. And, you know, the last time I put a helmet on before today was at the Super Bowl in Miami and we won it. So there's a good, great memories from playing football with these guys. And I want to build, you know, that chemistry back and hopefully get a starting job in order to contribute to the team this year.
A big welcome back for former starting right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, who returned to the team on Tuesday. As he said himself, he put on a helmet for the first time since taking it off after the Chiefs' Super Bowl win. That was nearly 500 days ago. LDT said that while he was away, he worked out 4 days a week in the cold in Montreal outside in a gym he built himself. Refer to his Instagram if you want to hear what he's talking about. The greatest challenge in coming back has actually been playing football, which he finally gets to do now. You know this, but the lineman has a medical degree from McGill in Montreal, Canada. No joke here, he added on Tuesday that he's pursuing an online master's degree in public health from Harvard. From Harvard! So if you're keeping track at home right now, LDT speaks two languages. He has a medical degree, played college football, plays professional football, is a Super Bowl champion, and now is going to Harvard. I had a sandwich that I made myself today. Yeah, it was turkey, if you're wondering. Let's stay with the offensive line, though, for a second. Turkey aside. From the transactions wire, the Chiefs signed offensive tackle Wyatt Miller. So now the roster's back to 90 players. Miller, who spent chunks of time on several different NFL practice squads, probably figures to be what would be called the training camp body. It's going to be a really tough task to make this roster this year as an offensive lineman. A continued hat tip to Brett Veach based upon what we saw the Chiefs were at the position the last time they were on the field. The official Madden 22 Twitter account tweeted out a video clip on Monday teasing this season's cover announcement for tomorrow, June 17th, 9 a.m. Arrowhead time. The video featured two goats, not the sports goats, two animals, the goats. I actually can do a goat noise, right? All right, enough of that. But if we're putting two and two together, we probably know what this means. So spoiler alert here. Press the speed up button if you don't want to hear what I'm about to say. Okay, it's Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Come on, guys. The two quarterbacks were actually spotted at a high school in Tampa in early April filming some kind of commercial. Yeah, it was the Madden 22 cover commercial.
What are we thinking? Do we have time to run walls? If it's first and 10, walls. Any down in distance, I don't care.
Chiefs need some Mahomes magic. Launches down the middle, Hill, open, caught. And they get it, Kansas City, the big play.
Last note for the day, CBS Sports released a list with every NFL franchise's best team of the Super Bowl era. Should surprise nobody that the 2019 Chiefs were on that list. And now, by the way, I hope you have no surprises when it comes to your Kansas City Chiefs. As that's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Wednesday, June 16th. Remember to both subscribe and tell maybe your mailman or mailwoman to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Ron and Matt for another episode of AP Out of Structure. They are taking your questions in our weekly Chiefs mailbag. One of you had a good one regarding Mecole Hardman. And speaking of the jet, we got to fly. I'm Pete Sweeney. Catch me on Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.